In an athletic competition between a man and a woman, most people would probably put their money on the man. But commentator Frank DeFord might make you think again.
A trivia question for you. Who today is the leading jockey who was born in the USA? And the answer is Rosie Napravnik. Yes, of all our American jockeys, the one with the best record is a woman. Napravnik's mounts have earned more than $11 million this year, and none of the seven jocks who've earned more began life in this country. So even in a dangerously athletic job like race riding, a woman can sometimes compete straight up with men. But at the same time that Napravnik was riding the two-year-old champion Shanghai Bobby to a stirring victory in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, the top coach in women's basketball, who happens not to be a woman, was proposing that the baskets be lowered by 7 inches in the women's game as compensation so that the shorter ladies could play amongst themselves, more like the taller gentlemen already do. Actually, Gino Auriemma, the UConn coach who led the American team to an Olympic gold this summer, is really not suggesting anything radical in the matter of cross-gender games. Already, women play with a smaller basketball than do men. The net in women's volleyball is lower. On the golf course, women hit from tees more forward. The games are the same. There is simply the recognition that men and women aren't. And in most sports, some dimensions should be varied to accommodate la différence. Now, this doesn't mean that never the twain should meet. Remember a few years ago when Annika Sorenstam, the peerless golfer, was allowed to play in a PGA tournament against the men? Wasn't that a lot of fun? What a bunch of spoil sports are the International Ski Federation poobahs for not letting Lindsey Vonn go swooshing downhill against the men in just one lousy race. But then what's sauce for the gander can also be sauce for the goose. A lot of women who celebrate the equal athletic opportunity that Title IX provides simply don't like it that the new coach of the U.S. women's soccer team is a man, Tom Cermani. You could call that carping reverse sexism, but of course it is also the case that no woman has ever been selected to coach a major men's team. It's also true that for whatever symbolism might be negatively evoked in the selection of a man to coach the best women, maybe female fans should pay more attention to gritty substance. Too many women only support women's soccer once every 4 summers when it's the national team and the glamorous Olympics. 2 Americans' women's sports soccer leagues have failed. Tennis, the most popular women's sport, has lost its major sponsor, Sony Ericsson, and is desperately seeking another. But still, in what is mostly a man's world at the racetrack, it is Rosie Napravnik who has that mount on Shanghai Bobby, the winner book favorite for the Kentucky Derby next May. Now, wouldn't that be something? A Rosie winning the Run for the Roses.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.